One thing's for sure, we are definitely not going back to normal anytime soon. I mean, I think that we can all agree life has changed dramatically. And with that, our lifestyle. If you're like most, like me, my gosh, my lifestyle, the way I move around in the world, the number of times I get in my car has changed so much. So I did this exercise about a month ago that I'd like to share. You may have done it before in some capacity, but I took everything out of my closet on my side. My husband still has his stuff. But I took all of my clothes, all of my shoes, all of my bags, all of my whatever, and I put it on the bed. And then I took the next hour to carefully place back in what I felt was useful, was something I loved or enjoyed or brought me joy, in the words of the magic of tidying up. I can't remember her name. Marie. So if we could clean out and put back in what is useful, what brings us joy right now, what would that leave you with? And so we can start with clothing. It can be that simple. And, nothing's a small thing. Everything that we do matters. Every choice we make, everything we buy, it all matters. It all adds up to the quality of our life and how intentional we're living. So we can start with the simplest thing, and you can do it in your kitchen. You can just pull out everything in the pantry, and you can, you can look at what am I really going to eat here? So when I started putting stuff back in my closet, I was looking at clothing that I had bought for speaking engagements, for times when I've done live presentations. And yeah, I mean, that'll come back at some point, but it's not going to be for a while. And so there were clothes that were kind of marginal anyway. So I just filled bags and I brought it to Goodwill. And I don't know if anyone's ever going to use it, to be honest with you. But to live intentionally is to place in your life what brings you joy, what feels relevant, where you can be of service, where there's a balance and exchange of energy. Not something that sucks you dry, that wears you down, that depletes you, but where there feels like there is a current balance and coherence. And so we start with our closet, we move to the kitchen, we move to the office, and it's Marie Kondo, by the way. I'm sorry. We can only hold so much in the mind, right? And some things just have to be Googled. But we start with the simple things. And what happens is that when you start with those simple things, you will start looking to the next layer and the next layer. And it could be looking at your schedule, right? Cleaning the board, placing back in that which is most important, brings you the most joy, feels most relevant, where you can be of service. And we do this, we've been forced to do this right now, right? I mean, our schedules have been cleared involuntarily, but what a gift in some ways. I don't know about you, but I feel like my life has so much more space. I have so much more time. That thing that we're always all yearning for, and we have it. Even if you're working a full-time job, there's so much more time and space because of just we're just not moving around. So The last thing, or maybe it's the first thing you would do, is even look at the people in your life and the relationships. And because we're not getting together with others like we used to, I think that kind of has stripped away a lot of the, I don't even want to say non-essential. I don't think that's fair, but the kind of frivolous scheduling luncheons, events that we have just said yes to in the past. So clean out, put back in. Start small. Be kind to yourself and others, and see how that feels energetically. I'd love to hear. Let me know. Hello@carabradley.net. Yeah, let's keep this conversation going, and I hope to continue to bring just snippets of my life, inspirations that come through me. I hope that these morning messages are serving you. Check out the full list of morning messages by subscribing on your favorite podcast channel. And check out Project Be Well. We're starting up August 3rd. We start this up monthly. It is an online self-directed course to really tackle and expand and improve upon the different pillars of wellness. And I am all in. It is really where I'm focusing most of my attention these days. So check it out in the show notes. Have a fantastic day, my friends, and we will see you or hear you or be with you tomorrow. Take care.